Roger Grossman back with you. What Lenny Krebs was complaining about, when Elkhart scored the last two baskets they've scored, they have tipped the ball awkwardly so that Warsaw can't get it in and run down the court. Bricker kicks it out. Winchester at the other end for another three-point basket. Bricker again sets up Winchester for three, her second of the game. Warsaw leads 22-16, 18 seconds into quarter two. The numbers through one, Elkhart 7 of 17 for the field, Warsaw 5 of 9 with 2 3-point baskets. Left side three, Jaya Johnson no good, weak side rebound, Bricker with a good rebound, throws it up end to Zartman. Zartman 2-on-2, had the ball knocked away, flips it back out to Bricker. Bricker at the arc, she fires and missed it short. And the rebound's grabbed by Chennai Stout for Elkhart. She'll bring it up herself to the middle of the court for her sister Samia. And she'll walk it to the right near the scorer's table, then back to the middle, to the near side for Jordan Johnson. Back to the far side, up the baseline goes Jaya Johnson. Lobs it out top for Samia Stout. A minute into quarter two, Warsaw leads 22-16 over Elkhart. Samia Stout, top of the circle, drives right, kicks it out. Wide open, three on the way, is good by Jaya Johnson. Her second three makes it a three-point game again. Bricker drives the lane, kicks in the corner. Egoff's going to try a three, and it hit the backboard from the sideline. No good, and the rebound's grabbed by Samia Stout. Then a whistle and a foul called. Bricker ran into the back of Samia. Bergen gets the foul, her second. It'll be out of bounds to Elkhart. Peterson in for Zartman. Neely in for Egoff. Zartman, I'm looking at the stat sheet. Zartman hasn't attempted a shot yet. Stout, hands back. Jordan Johnson down the lane. Underhand flip, no good. Rebound, Barnes. Blocked from behind by Peterson. Winchester's got the loose ball. Peterson races down the middle of the court. 2-on-3. Into the lane, back to the wing to Bricker. Bricker at the top, Winchester. Head fake and a drive, the right side of the lane. Flipped it up, underhand, got hammered. No call, play goes on. Here comes Jordan Johnson the other way. Runs into Neely, and a whistle, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Alexis. Lenny Krebs pacing that sideline. Neely with her first. Both teams now at 5. Free throws coming up here for the Lady Lions. Again, not a good free throw shooting team. Jordan Johnson, one of their lowest percentages at 48%. Now the first one is good. Egoff in for Bergen, who's playing with two fouls. She'll take those two fouls to the bench. Shania Hughes has two fouls. She's been on the bench since the 5:44 mark of the first. She'll come into the game, and Jaya Johnson is out. Jordan Johnson shoots again. She averages over 8 points a game. Second one's up. It's no good. Rebound to Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Outlets to Peterson. Peterson down the middle of the court. Bricker into the right corner. Egoff back out to Winchester. Winchester holding against Stout. Egoff on the drive in the lane. Flipped it up there. No good. Tipped and tipped again and grabbed by Elkhart. And then Egoff yanked it out of there. Right side Winchester open for three. Little bit long. Bricker's got the rebound. It's loose and saved inbounds by Elkhart. Elizabeth Higgins is into the game. She staved the ball in, and here comes Samia Stout in the corner. Three on the way, Shania Stout, no good. Rebound long, grabbed by Samia Stout. In the lane, rimming, no good. Neely's got the rebound for Warsaw. Winchester, 50-foot cross-court pass to Egoff. Egoff back to Bricker. And things slow for a moment. 5:20 to play in the half. Warsaw 22, Elkhart 20. Bricker. Bouncing to the right, and Lenny Krebs wants a timeout and gets it. 5:14 left to play, first half. Catch your breath. Warsaw 22, Elkhart 20. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The Lady Tigers will finish up the regular season on Thursday with a makeup game at Huntington. JV starts at 6, airtime 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. If you're wondering why the game started late tonight, let me apologize for not explaining that earlier. The bus that picked Elkhart up didn't get to the school till very late. They did not leave till almost 5 o'clock. So for a 6 o'clock start, they didn't get here until about 10 till. So that's why we started at 6:30. Bricker right wing, up the baseline, forced it up, couldn't get the roll, and the rebound's grabbed by Shania Hughes for Elkhart. She'll bring it up herself. Lost the ball. That's double dribble. She was going to pass it cross court to Jaya Johnson, but as she grabbed it to throw it, she dropped it. And then when she picked it up, that meant double dribble. Egoff out and Peterson back in at 4:53 of quarter two. Warsaw 22, Elkhart 20, and things have slowed scoring-wise way down. Peterson will jog it up. She's got Elizabeth Higgins right in front of her. Peterson goes right, fakes the handoff. Now takes it to the right wing, looks for cutters, nobody open. Winchester across the top to Zartman. Zartman had her pocket picked. Stolen by Shania Hughes. Races in on Brooke and puts it off the glass. Short rebound back up. No good. Rebound back up again. No good. Higgins another rebound. Back to the left wing for Samia Stout. Into the block to Barnes. Across court pass to Jaya Johnson. Up the baseline. Shoots it up short. Rebound tip to Higgins who missed it. They got five chances and they got nothing for it. Rebound to Bricker. Up the far sideline to Zartman. Zartman up the baseline. To the block. Floats it up and in. Zartman's first two makes it 24-20. A furious effort by Elkhart at this end resulted them with 0 points. And Warsaw goes down and takes a couple dribbles and makes it a four-point game. Samia Stout, far side to Johnson. Jaya up the wing, down to the baseline, cut off by Bricker, takes it all the way back out, hands off to Samia Stout. 3:40 left to play first half. Now to the right side of the lane. Down the lane, a whistle and a foul called against Elkhart. I'm sorry, against Warsaw. Winchester with her first. Free throws for the Lions. Lenny Krebs not happy that the defense didn't get there sooner. Not necessarily Winchester, it should be pointed out. She got the foul. Free throw in the air is no good by Samia Stout. She's 0 for 3. And that's a 70% free throw shooter. That's one of their best free throw shooters that they have in their lineup. A junior shooting for her third point. It's up. It's good. She's 1 out of 4. 3 points. 24-21 Lady Tigers. Bricker to the far end. And waiting for her there is Jaya Johnson. Bricker fakes the handoff, dribbles to the right wing, down to the baseline, under the basket, out the other side. Peterson for three, short. Winchester the rebound. Winchester surrounded, out to Neely. Out of the right side, Zartman. She'll drive to the baseline. She's cut off. Dribbles it back to the corner, then to the wing, then back to the corner. Up the baseline, under the basket, she scores. She convinced everybody she was going to take it back out and restart the play. She did not. It's 26-21. Samia Stout all the way through the Lady Tigers. She missed it. Winchester the rebound. High out, let to Bricker. Bricker down the middle. Kicks it left corner. Zartman had to track it down. Up the sideline, Peterson. Inside Bricker. Shoots it up. Whistle. Foul call. It came up just a little bit short of going in. The foul is on Jaya Johnson. That's her second. Bricker back the line shooting two. Both teams have subs waiting at the scorers table. Somebody get me oxygen. Holy cow. What a pace. Bricker for two. First one is around and out. So after making five straight, she's missed two in a row. She had 9 points in the first quarter. 9 of Warsaw's 19. Neely comes out. Bricker is in with 2:51 left in the half. Jocelyn takes a big deep breath as she gets the ball from underneath the basket and puts this one up, and it's good. Jocelyn in double figures now, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line. Warsaw 27, Elkhart 21. Warsaw pressing, a whistle and a timeout taken here by Will Cody. Will thought there might have been a 10-second call coming, and so he takes a timeout. 27-21 Warsaw, 2:43 left in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Pretty big deal here in the Tiger Den on Friday. Warsaw boys, Northwood. Northwood all the way to the championship of the Hall of Fame Classic before losing to Ben Davis. They will be in here for JV and Varsity Friday starting at 6:15. Airtime 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. They lob on the inbounds, ball loose, taken away. Bricker pressured Jordan Johnson. It rolled over her shoulder and right to the Lady Tigers. So Warsaw with a 6-point lead, the basketball, and Peterson's in the front court. Left wing to Bricker. Bricker looking inside, nothing open. Out top, Peterson. Peterson, oh, a bad pass thrown wide of Winchester and taken away. Jordan Johnson. And they're going to call a foul on Winchester. Jordan Johnson felt Winchester coming from behind and kind of ran right into her. They call the foul on Brooke. That's her second, team seventh. So Jordan Johnson, the free throw line, she made one out of two. She is 48% for the season. She was just there earlier this quarter. Johnson, no dribbles. Shoots it, makes it. She's got four. It's 27-22. Egoff in for Winchester with 2:18 left to play in the half. Elkhart's at 16 fouls, so if they foul, Warsaw would go to the line. Johnson to shoot again. It's up. It's no good. Rebound grabbed by Elkhart, and it's tipped out of bounds by Peterson. Now, I saw something there. I don't know that I want to talk about what I saw, but I think the shooter, Jordan Johnson, lined up to the side like she was going to miss that on purpose. Well, it worked because Schneihu's got the rebound. A drive in the lane by Stout, no good. Peterson, the rebound for Warsaw. Ahead to Bricker. Bricker up the middle of the court, angling left. Now stops, takes it in the lane, puts it up, no good. Foul called. Foul called against the Lions. It's on Jordan Johnson. That's her second. Free throw's coming up again for Bricker, who's already been there four times and made six out of eight. Johnson for the season came in at 75%. Two here. First one's up. It's good. 11 for Johnson. Her average is 12. We still have 2 minutes left in the first half. Johnson's been in double figures in three straight games and seven of the last nine. And that one's up and in. Actually, we can update you. That's eight of the last 10. Eight out of 10 for Bricker at the free throw line. 29-22. Jordan Johnson. Trapped at midcourt, underneath, shot in the air, good, and a foul. Shania Hughes with the basket. She was fouled, and she goes to the line. It's just when you think the Lady Tigers may be poised to put some distance between themselves and the Lions, they foul. Neely, who's back in the game, picks up the foul. That's her second. Hughes, free throw up and in. Would you believe that's her seventh free throw of the season? She's playing all these games. This is her 22nd game. Peterson, right corner to Egoff. Back out to Bricker, wide open for a 20-footer. It's in and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Elkhart. Here come the Lions. Racing up the court is Barnes. Barnes runs into Zartman. Zartman blocked her shot, and it's out of bounds. Well, earlier in the game, that was called a foul on Zartman, but not there. So it's out of bounds to Elkhart. 1:36 left to play in the half. Samia Stout out top for Shania Stout. She'll rumble in, shoot it over Zartman, and a foul is going to be called against Zartman. Zartman with her first. More free throws for the Lions. Shania Stout shoots two. She's a 63% free throw shooter. She had seven of their 16 in the first quarter. She has not scored since. And frankly, they haven't been able to get her the ball since. First free throw's up and good. She averages 13.5. She has eight. 29-26. Elkhart's battled back to within three. Could be two. Lady Tigers bear block out. That one's up. It's good, too. She's got nine. And Warsaw's lead is two. Bricker breaks the press. Races down to the right wing, throws it out to Peterson. Back to Bricker, right side. Up the baseline, under the basket, shoots it and scores. Bricker with good concentration there. She had a defender on her and one flying in from the backside. She's got 14. Warsaw back up by four. Jordan Johnson shakes free of Egoff. Shoots from the elbow, no good. Long rebound to Bricker. Bricker races up the middle of the court. Long pass down court. It gets to Zartman, who puts it up. Oh, she missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Elkhart. Here comes Simeon Stout. Long pass down the court. Shania Stout puts it up and in. Shania never moved. And it's 31-29. Elkhart by two. Bricker up the right side to the elbow. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Throws it out to Zartman. 46 seconds. Into the corner, Neely. She'll try a three-pointer. It's no good. Egoff had the rebound. Couldn't control it. And it's still rolling around loose. We'll have a held ball. And the arrow belongs to Elkhart with 37 seconds left to play in the half. Neely got a good look at it. She's been making that shot. Did not make that one. And now Elkhart with a chance to tie the game. We've been tied twice at 2-9. Racing up the court is Samia Stout. Left side, Johnson. Jordan shoots for three. Missed it. Weak side rebound grabbed by Elkhart. Under the basket is Shania Hughes, and a whistle, and 3 seconds is going to be called against the Lady Lions. So Warsaw gets another crack at it, perhaps the last say of the half, with 25.7 seconds left in it. But that would require Warsaw to have the ball for 25 seconds without getting a shot off. And I don't think they've done that too often here in the first 16 minutes. Bricker across the line against Jordan Johnson. Leans over the dribble. The count is on, 10 seconds. Bricker better get rid of it. And did, and it's picked off. Stolen by Samia Stout. She drives in and scores. And that'll do it for the half. Stout scores, she's got 5, and we are level at halftime. Warsaw 31, Elkhart 31. Halftime scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. The chucking of ducks has commenced here in the Tiger Den at halftime. Warsaw 31, Elkhart 31. First half scoring for the Lions, Jordan Johnson 4, Samia Stout 5, Jaya Johnson, a couple three-pointers for 6. Shania Hughes has 5, and their leading scorer is Shania Stout, who has 11 first-half points. For Warsaw at halftime, Brooke Zartman, 4 points, no three-pointers. Abby Peterson, a 3-2 free throws for 5 points. Brooke Winchester, a couple of three-pointers. She's got 6 points. And Jocelyn Bricker is the leading scorer with 9 points in the first quarter, 5 more in the second for a halftime total of 14. Warsaw led it after 1-19-16. Elkhart outscored Warsaw in the second quarter 15-12 to bring them level 31-31. We were tied at 2-9 and now at 31, and we've had 4 lead changes. For the Lady Tigers this season, it's the second time that they've been tied at halftime this season. They lost the other time. So that's not necessarily a positive sign. Warsaw won the JV game 43-21 over Elkhart. They are 13-7 with Thursday's season finale to go. Kelsey Wren, 12 points. Layla Knepp, 10. Allison Sloan with 9 points for Warsaw. Again in the varsity game, 31-31. Warsaw and Elkhart. We'll come back with the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at the Tiger Den, Warsaw 31, Elkhart 31. The first half stats are brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Elkhart was 11 of 34 from the field. That's 32%. They were 3 of 10 from three-point range. They were 6 of 11 at the free throw line. Warsaw was 9 of 23 from the field. That's 39%. 3 of 11 from the arc and 10 out of 11 at the free throw line. I'm thinking that the 3 made three-pointers were probably within the first 5 made shots. They did not have much luck from beyond the arc after that. Certainly not in the second quarter. Brooke Winchester made one. That was it. The rebounds are the story. Elkhart has out-rebounded Warsaw 29-19. The Lions have 18 offensive rebounds in the first half of play. Can I say that again? Elkhart with 18 offensive rebounds in the first half. Warsaw had 14 defensive rebounds in the first half. Warsaw with 5 offensive rebounds and Elkhart with 11. Turnovers, a strength of the Lady Tigers, but not in this first half. Elkhart had 11. Warsaw had more. They had 12. They average 14 a game. And again, you saw one there at the end of the half. Jocelyn Bricker making that pass. The defender's looking right at it and is ready to step right in front of it. And that's exactly what Samia Stout did before she went down and scored to tie the game at halftime. The pass along the baseline. Elkhart is well coached. They're ready for that. And frankly, the Lady Tigers had their dribble stolen 4 or 5 times in the first half. If you're going to make it to a sectional championship, You're going to have to beat these guys, and you're going to have to do a whole lot better handling that basketball. I would guess that what Lenny Krebs is talking about in the halftime locker room is not as much about X's and O's, but it's about what's between their left ear and their right ear. Collectively, playing smarter, being more fundamentally sound. And this is part of the challenge when you're playing in this kind of game with this kind of tempo, is that you get away from the basic ordinary stuff that you've been doing all season. And so that's kind of where Warsaw's at right now. The good news is they're even, and they have the ball to start the third quarter of play. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. We start the third in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw.